now for the morning news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for areas of dense fog throughout the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 52. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
The suspect in Deputy Rodding's killing is now in custody. We ask that everybody please respect Deputy Riley's family and keep Deputy Riley's family in their thoughts and prayers, and also everybody affected by this tragedy. Any further questions will have to be handled by the Illinois State Police, as I requested them to handle this investigation.
That was Sheriff Chris Odie addressing the citizens and press in yesterday's press conference pertaining to the shooting death of Wayne County Deputy Sean Riley. The Illinois State Police Division of Criminal Investigation Zone 8 is investigating the death of Deputy Riley. On December 29th, at approximately 5 a.m., ISP DCI Zone 8 was requested to assist with an officer-involved shooting. Preliminary reports indicate that Deputy Sean Riley of the Wayne County Sheriff's Office was dispatched to a motorist assist on Interstate 64 eastbound at milepost 115. A short time later, another officer responding located Deputy Riley deceased on the scene. The deputy's squad car was missing and then located abandoned a short time later just east of the scene. It's believed that the suspect, Ray Tate, a 40-year-old male from Hopkinsville, Kentucky, carjacked a truck tractor semi-trailer near the area Deputy Riley's squad car was located. The driver of the truck tractor semi-trailer was held against his will and drove Tate to a gas station in St. Peters, Missouri. While in Missouri, a series of carjackings, robberies, and shootings occurred. Tate then traveled back into Illinois with a kidnapped victim and another stolen vehicle. That stolen vehicle was located at a residence in rural Carlisle. Tate committed a home invasion and took the homeowner and the kidnapped victim hostage at the residence in rural Clinton County. At approximately 1:42 p.m., ISP Special Weapons and Tactics Operations were able to make entry into the residence and took the suspect into custody without incident. The homeowner and kidnapped victim were located in the residence uninjured. Tate was then transported to Clinton County Jail, where he is being charged with first-degree murder by the Wayne County State's Attorney. On behalf of the Illinois State Police, I extend my heartfelt condolences to Wayne County Deputy Sean Riley's family, friends, and brothers and sisters at the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, stated ISP Director Brendan F. Kelly. Once again, the Illinois State Police have safely apprehended an alleged cop killer with exceptional professionalism, patience, and persistence, standing side by side with all Illinois law enforcement through another dark and difficult moment. Mercifully, this incident was concluded with no further harm to first responders, and this defendant will now face justice, concluded Kelly. The Illinois State Police was assisted by multiple agencies in southern Illinois and eastern Missouri that worked together to bring the fugitive to justice. The streets of Fairfield were lined with people Wednesday afternoon as Deputy Riley's body was returned to Fairfield. Deputy Riley was taken to the Vandenberg County Coroner's Office in Evansville, Indiana at around 10 a.m., accompanied by area local law enforcement agencies, and returned home to Fairfield shortly before 4 p.m. The body was escorted by at least 40 law enforcement vehicles from around the area. Fairfield Mayor Mike Dreith has ordered all flags under city control to fall to half staff due to the tragedy. More news right after this.
I had a nighttime routine for my frequent heartburn. I would drink milk. I would sleep upright with more pillows. But that painful burning stayed. So I made Prilosec OTC part of my morning routine. With just one pill in the morning, Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid production, blocking heartburn day and night. Now I have a new nighttime routine. I call it sleeping.
Block heartburn all day and all night with Prilosec OTC. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Since 1999, Cook Funeral Chapel has been helping families in this area during their time of loss. Each family is unique with their different needs, and the staff at Cook Funeral Chapel understands that. They'll work with you to provide a dignified and caring service that will honor the life of your loved one. Cook Funeral Chapel also offers a variety of pre-need plans that can be tailored to fit your specific needs. Cook Funeral Chapel with three locations to serve you: Carmike, Grayville, and Crossville.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials: a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
And now, the rest of the news. The following fundraisers will be held in honor of Wayne County Deputy Sean Riley. The Bedford Township Fire Department will be having a benefit dinner for Deputy Riley's family on Saturday, January the 8th at 11 a.m. at the Bedford Township Fire Department in Sisney. The Carmike Christmas Elves will be having their light display open on New Year's Eve, with all proceeds collected going straight to the Riley family. Halo Resale, located on Commerce Drive in front of the Fairfield Walmart, has announced that 100% of their sales from today will be donated to the family of Deputy Riley, and if anyone would like to make a monetary donation for the family, they will have a donation jar. Halo Resale is open from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Evansville Professional Bull Riding has announced that from today through Sunday, $5 of every ticket sold will go directly to the Riley family. Rally Point Events, along with PBR and presenting sponsor Shoe Sensation, send their thoughts and prayers to the family and fellow officers. This Friday on New Year's Eve, K&M Diner will have a donation box set out for the Riley family. Ron's Liquor Hut on State Highway 242 between McLeansboro and Interstate 64 will be having a fundraiser during their New Year's Day party. They will have a bottle of 12-year Pappy's up for silent auction. $1,000 is the opening bid. And during the month of January, the Smokin' Pig will be donating all tips to the family of Deputy Riley. If you don't plan on visiting their food truck but would still like to donate, they will also accept donations through Venmo at smokin-pig-1. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 21,098 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 in the state, including 50 additional deaths. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 2,119,162 cases, including 27,734 deaths in Illinois. As of Tuesday night, 4,487 individuals in Illinois were reported to be in the hospital. Of those, 984 were in ICU, 556 on ventilators. The preliminary 7-day statewide positivity for cases as a percent of total tests from December 22nd through the 28th is 9.1%. The preliminary 7-day statewide test positivity from the 22nd through the 28th is 13.2%. A total of 19,106,181 vaccines have been administered in Illinois as of Tuesday night, with 3,036,851 of those being booster doses. The 7-day rolling average of vaccines administered daily is 47,302 doses. Tuesday, 71,488 doses were administered in Illinois, 42,489 were booster doses. On December the 21st at around 1 a.m., Iva Bowen of 405 Rudolph Street in Crossville reported that someone had taken some items that had been sent to her. While Bowen was out of town, the package was delivered and had been opened by an unknown person that then stole one of the items. Bowen knew there was an item missing because it was from a family member and they had listed the contents on the package. There are no leads as to who may have taken the item. District 12 State Police are investigating a 2-vehicle fatal traffic accident on I-57 at milepost 84 in Jefferson County from Wednesday afternoon. The preliminary investigation indicates that a 2019 Peterbilt semi was parked on the right shoulder of I-57 North when it was hit from behind by a 2017 GMC Sierra, driven by a 73-year-old male from Grafton, Illinois. The driver of the semi, 31-year-old Nodal D. Graves of Madison, Wisconsin, was uninjured. The driver of the GMC Sierra was pronounced deceased on the scene. A passenger in the GMC Sierra was transported by ambulance to an area hospital with life-threatening injuries and was later pronounced deceased. Both names are being withheld pending notification of next of kin. A 30-year-old Edgewood man charged in Clay County Court with first-degree murder was charged on Tuesday with escape. Walter West has been held in the Clay County Jail on $2.5 million bond since his arrest in October for the September death of 80-year-old Roger Corson during a botched burglary of his rural Edgewood home. West is one of three men accused of Corson's death, 27-year-old Christopher Gallatin of Centralia and 39-year-old Jamie Charlton of Salem were also charged with the murder and residential burglary in connection with the case. On Thursday, Clay County authorities reported an inmate had escaped following a visiting hour. He was quickly captured after being found hiding along the Little Wabash River. On Tuesday, West was charged with Class 2 felony escape from a penal institution. He's scheduled to appear in court on Wednesday of next week on the murder charge and burglary charge. Wednesday afternoon, the Effingham County Dive Rescue Team was called to a stranded motorist in floodwater. The motorist, 19-year-old Jasmine Meyer of Effingham, drove her Dodge Journey around a road closed sign and into the flooded roadway, becoming stranded approximately 75 feet into the floodwater. Members of the Effingham County Dive Rescue Team assisted Meyer out of the floodwater and to a waiting ambulance to be evaluated. Due to the depth of the water, the vehicle will be recovered at a later date as the floodwater recedes. The Effingham County Dive Rescue Team spent approximately 25 minutes on the scene. Secretary of State Jesse White is announcing that driver's service facilities will be closed for a few weeks because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Secretary of State spokesman Henry Haupt says facilities statewide will be closed from January the 3rd through the 17th out of concern over the rising number of new infections. Haupt says there is no reason to worry about expired licenses and ID cards, and that you can do things like renew your license plate sticker, get a duplicate license or ID card, and some can renew their driver's license online. The river stages as of this morning, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 14.57 feet, below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.89 feet. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 16.27 feet, below its 18-foot flood stage. Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 6.48 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 13.29 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel sits at 13.20 feet. Today's crude oil price is $69.56, up 58 cents since yesterday. The February crude oil price is $75.99, down 57 cents since yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics are here for you now, during COVID-19, like we've always been, at our clinics in McLeansboro and Carmi. And now, through our virtual care clinic, have a live video chat with your local provider. Ask questions, get a diagnosis, and even get medication prescribed while using your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Also available for behavioral health needs and physical and occupational therapies. Visit hmhospital.org or simply call either of the Hamilton Memorial Clinic locations.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 96-year-old Carmi resident Ralph E. Anselment died on Saturday, December the 25th. Services will be held today at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until service time. Burial with military honors will be in White County Memorial Gardens. 45-year-old Parkersburg resident Amy L. Yates died on December the 17th. Services will be today at 2 p.m. at Northside Missionary Baptist Church in Grayville. Visitation will be from 11 until time of the service, with interment at Oak Grove Cemetery. 83-year-old Albion resident William A. Collins Sr. died on December the 17th. Services will be today at 2 at Northside Missionary Baptist Church in Grayville. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until service time, with interment at Oak Grove Cemetery. 65-year-old West Salem resident Steve Rex Miller died on December the 22nd. No services will be held at this time. 81-year-old Judith K. Paul died on December the 23rd. Services will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at Mount Zion Church. Visitation will be today from 5 until 7 at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 93-year-old Keynes resident Joy Yvonne Irvin died on Sunday, December the 26th. No services were held. 95-year-old Fairfield resident Melvin Lester Buchanan died. Visitation for Melvin will be held at Nail's Funeral Home today at 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Graveside services will follow at Richland Cemetery. 67-year-old Carmi resident John Anthony Rao died on Tuesday, December the 28th. A memorial service for John will be held at a later date. Infant Lou Allen, baby of Isaac Lou Allen and Alexis Moore of Carmi, died on Saturday, December the 25th. Services will be private. Joyce Morrill, 80 of Jeff, died on Sunday, December the 26th. Graveside services for Joyce will be held at 2:30 p.m. on Friday at Bethel Cemetery near Ellery. Visitation will be held from 12 until 2 on Friday at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield. 71-year-old Fairfield resident Linda Sue Lawrence died on Saturday, December the 25th. Linda is survived by her son Travis and brother Donald. Linda will be cremated and funeral services will be held at a later date. Joanne Kebido, age 76, of Flora, died on December the 29th. She is survived by her children David, Robin, Charles, Autumn, and Susan, as well as many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. There will be no services held. And as a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's local area weather forecast is calling for areas of dense fog throughout the morning, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 52. We'll have a full forecast along with current conditions right after sports. Reporting for WFIW WOKZ News, I'm Jeremy Smith.
Is your family still growing? At Asbury & Associates, our expectant mothers are very special to us. While we strive to give the best care possible, we also want your experience to be comforting and memorable. Asbury & Associates physicians and certified nurse midwives specialize in all aspects of pregnancy. The miracle of life is one of God's greatest gifts, and we would be honored to share this milestone with you. Give Asbury & Associates a call, 618-244-4800.
Did you know that the Wayne County Historical Society has been working to preserve local history since 1953? Did you know that the Society operates two local museums? That it opens the Olive Branch School in the city park during the summer? That it preserves thousands of documents and photographs and artifacts, all connected directly to Wayne County's people, places, and events? Did you know that their work is done with dues and contributions, not tax dollars? Check out the Society's Facebook page. Be a member. Don't let local history be a mystery.
It's time for a Thursday check of sports. High school boys basketball from the El Dorado Holiday Tournament yesterday. Hardin County over NCOE 52-32 in the consolation championship game. El Dorado defeats FCHS 43-28 for fifth place. It was Hamilton County over Carterville 59-51 in the third place game. And Heron defeats Massac County 53-36 for the tournament championship. All tournament team members include Dylan Best of FCHS, Wyatt Hampson and Brady Thrain of Hamilton County, Park Parker Price and Josh Owens of El Dorado, Jake Vaughn of Hardin County, Cade Lustenberger of Carterville, Will Harmon and Isaac Hosman of Massac County, and Riley Tortoski and Hayden Mayer of Heron. Mayer was named MVP. The Duff Kingston Award went to Joel Horton of NCOE. At the Cesar Valier Holiday Tournament, Sparta over New Athens 69-66, Thompsonville 58, Waltonville 41, Gorville over Johnston City 65-55, Marissa Coulterville beats Redbud 50-38, Christopher over Cobden 67-51, and Cesar Valier defeats Altamont 60-55. At the Pinckneyville Duster Thomas Hoops Classic, Oakville over Woodlawn 49-36 for 15th place. Trico beats Roxana 58-39 in 13th place. Salem over Meridian 54-41 for the consolation title. Benton 52, Jerseyville 32 in the 7th place game. Steelville beats Carlisle 57-43 for 5th place. Murfreesboro over Mount Carmel 59-56 in the 3rd place game. And Aldi Richland County a winner over Pinckneyville 48-42 in the championship game. You can check out the complete scoreboard at our website, WFIWradio.com. Here's the schedule for today. In high school boys basketball at the Cesar Valier Holiday Tournament, Sparta takes on Thompsonville for the consolation title. Gorville plays Marissa Coulterville for fifth place. It's Altamont versus Cobden in the third place game, and Cesar Valier takes on Christopher for the tournament title. At Vandalia, Ocal Valley plays Father McGivney for ninth place. It's Flora versus Cumberland in the seventh place game. Vandalia versus Nokomis for fifth place. The Totopolis JV squad versus Shelbyville in the third place game, and Pena versus Macon Meridian in the tournament championship. At Breeze Modern Day, Trenton Westland plays Illinois Valley Central in the ninth place game. It's Breeze Central versus Metro East Lutheran for seventh place. Breeze Modern Day versus Highland in the fifth place game. Muscoota versus Briarcrest, Tennessee for third place. And Nashville takes on Louisville, Kentucky Doss in the tournament championship. NBA action today has the 76ers at the Nets, Bucks at the Magic, Cavaliers at the Wizards, and the Warriors at the Nuggets. In the NHL, Lightning at the Panthers, Predators at the Blue Jackets, Canadiens at the Hurricanes, Sabres at the Islanders, Flames at the Kraken, Canucks at the Kings, and the Flyers at the Sharks. College football, North Carolina takes on South Carolina in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Tennessee takes on Purdue at the Trans Perfect Music City Bowl. It's number 12 Pittsburgh taking on number 10 Michigan State in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And Wisconsin plays Arizona State in the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl. That is a Thursday check of sports. Your Classic Hits Fairfield Area Weather Forecast. Cloudy skies today with areas of dense fog this morning, high 52. Cloudy tonight, steady temps holding in the mid-40s. For Friday, mostly cloudy skies, the high 64. Friday night, 80% chance of showers, low 47. New Year's Day, showers in the day with a high of 54, the low 19. The outlook for Sunday, slight chance of snow before noon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high 26. Overnight low was 38, yesterday's high was 47. Currently, humidity at 100%, winds are calm, and the pressure is at 29.90 and rising. Right now, we've got some light fog and 41 here at the WFIW Studios east of Fairfield.